You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Brendan, what was the surgery?
So the surgery was a hernia, and I had it when I was like 4 years old. So I don't really remember it, but the one I do remember is I had to get stitches on my eye, and I vividly remember them sewing it with the needle while I was awake.
On your eyeball?
On my eyelid.
Oh, eyelid. Forget
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I cut it ice skating, and they put like, they called it the Batman mask, and they put like a little sheet over my face, but they could see my eyes still, and I could see the needle going in and out, sewing it back up.
Oh, no, no, no.
You know what?
This is why I quit ice skating.
Yeah.
That's why Jeremy gave up his dreams of the NHL.
I gave it up.
You know what? For something like that, because I am so freaky about my eyes and stuff like that, I can't even put eye drops in, Brendan. That's how freaky I am about my eyes. I would ask to be put under general anesthesia for that. Just
You'd
knock me
to.
Out.
You'd have to.
Just knock me out.
I don't think you'd be alone in that. I mean, a lot of people would be like, God, no.
That's how they describe people getting LASIK, which God bless LASIK companies. They do a lot of good, and I encourage our listeners to go get LASIK.
Yay.
But for me, watching that thing,
really
it's like,
slice your lid off. Do you have a big scar now or anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like 2 inches long, and it starts in the brow and then curves down the side of my eye. So
you probably look pretty tough, though.
Yeah,
you know, chicks love scars.
Yeah, you can say you got in a fight instead of saying, well, it was from ice skating.
I was doing a pirouette. I was doing Hamill's Camel.
The triple sow cow, is that one of them?
Yeah. Hamill's Camel.
All right, but your surgery was for a hernia. All right, fair enough.
Fair enough.
What are you doing this weekend that will make us jealous?
Oh, I don't know that I'm doing anything that'll make me jealous. We just bought a house. So we're doing lots of house projects and yard work, which is no fun. Unless you're Jeremy, because Jeremy loves
yard work. I was going to say, I'm going to be, you know what, deep in my yard this weekend. I got a bunch of projects I want to do. Yeah. So that makes me happy.
And I've been pulling a page out of Jeremy's notebook over the last month, doing so much outdoor stuff, and I don't care for it. But I think of Jer every time I'm out there. I'm like, he would be loving this, and I don't even want to.
You
be
get
out
such
there.
A sense of accomplishment when you build something or work in your
I can't
yard.
Deny
you see
that.
Everything blooming. You're like, I did good.
I can't deny it.
Yeah, I did good.
I sent Jeremy a photo of the snake that I found while I was doing some of this stuff, and that creeps him out, so I try to send him as many of those as I can.
And then
I found another one on the trail when I went trail running the next day.
Yeah.
There was another
snake.
So I sent him that. I sent him a video of that one.
Is this a brand new house, Brendan?
New to us. It was built in 2000, so new to us.
How much did you pay for it?
$785.
Woo! Big money.
So, two-bedroom, one bath. All right, good.
Big spender.
Very good. All right, let's play some Rattle Off, Brendan. We got to get to Greg, Justin, Javier, Misty, and Brenda. 10 seconds. Give us five. This is so easy. We might get a winner on the first call. Even if we do, nobody else hang up. We were talking about weddings, Brendan. Are you married?
I am.
How long?
Going to be 2 years in July.
Ah, they said it wouldn't last. Where'd you meet this lady?
She used to be my boss.
Oh, now she's just bossing you around at home.
Now we've got a story.
Mm-hmm.
Did you date while she was your boss?
No, we waited until I switched departments and didn't work for her anymore, and then we started dating.
Then you made
the
move.
So you fooled around while she was your boss, but you didn't make it official until you moved to a different department.
No, nothing until we didn't work for each other, so...
Listen.
Then who made the move?
I'm going to tell you why I don't believe you. Because the way you worded it, you said, we decided we're going to wait until I move to another department. Something happened.
Were you flirting
so that
at least?
You had that kind of conversation.
You had to have been flirting.
Oh, yeah. There was heavy flirting, yeah.
But no heavy petting.
Please.
No.
No.
I'm calling BS. Something happened at least once, and you're like, we can't do this.
What industry were you guys in, or are in, I guess?
It's an automotive franchise, like corporate office. So Midas and Big O Tires.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Well, I was going to do a follow up, but I better not now that you mentioned that.
I was going to do a lube job reference, but I'm not going to.
Well, I was
going to
wonder, like, if you did, well, screw it. When you guys finally did get together, did you mess around at, the office?
Sure, they did. Yes, they did.
I wanted to, but we never did.
All right.
It's too bad.
I know.
Not too late.
It's not too late. Just wander into a Big O Tires today and be like,
put her up on the rack and
Tom. Tom.
Aren't you glad you called?
Absolutely. I love you. I love you boys, so.
Well, we love you back, yeah. Brendan. Let's play some Rattle
Off.
10 seconds.
Done.
We were talking about weddings. Give us five different jobs that you might perform at a wedding. Five different jobs at a wedding. Ready and go.
Flower girl, ring bearer, minister, day of coordinator, caterer, photographer, videographer.
Is that all you got?
Too easy.
It's really easy. Don't hang up, everybody else. Don't hang up.
Everyone else stay on the line. Brendan, you're a
winner.
Yeah, that was easy. Well, all right. This way, we don't have to worry about the pressure of a game with everyone else. We can just BS, which is what we like to do anyway.
Good job, buddy.
Brendan, stand by. Congratulations on your wonderful relationship and your new home. Good for you.
Have fun, man.
Thank you. Thank you, boys. Love you.
Kisses.
Love you back, buddy. Hold on. Don't go away. We still have Greg, Justin, Javier, Misty, and Brenda. Nobody hung up. Cheers to all of you. Greg, what was your surgery?
How you doing? I've had many. I tend to break myself a lot. So,
give us your favorite.
Yeah, what's your favorite one?
Probably the collarbone. Ooh. My doctor used some cadaver bone and rolled it up, and he said, we just make a little bone burrito, and we put it on your collarbone.
No kidding.
What had happened to your collarbone?
I broke it skiing. I went off one of those little cut throughs where you.
Oh yeah.
I didn't see it, and then I went way up in the air, and I said, "This is not.
This is not going to end well."
Ouch! Somebody get this guy a cadaver.
I went through one of those little cut throughs at Mary Jane, and there was a tree like down, but it had been covered with like the new powder. Yeah. So my ski went under that tree limb thing that was down, and that was one of the worst wipeouts I've ever had, because I never even saw it
coming.
It's
embarrassing.
I have to get up and drag myself up, and my ski is, 12 feet back, lodged under this branch or whatever. Oh,
well,
my God.
My kids are trying to, they want to go through the trees now, right? And they're just so little, they just zip right through it. And I'm just
still. Point to your collarbone and be like, be careful, be careful.
I have dead guy bone in me.
yeah, what's another one?
Well, I had a knee surgery. That was also from skiing. I tore my ACL. They thought I was like some sort of expert, so they tightened the skis, the bindings down so much so that they don't come off. And my friends left me.
You need to stop skiing.
They said, "Oh, you're hurt." Well, fine. We'll just go down the mountain. So I actually skied down the mountain with my torn ACL.
Oh my gosh! Greg.
I know some people who have had ACL injuries, and the same thing. They still like. I know one who kept playing in a soccer game.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then, like 10 minutes later, said, "Okay, I think I got to stop."
Do you still ski, Greg?
Yep, still ski.
Still at it, huh?
Teaching the
Gets
kids.
Back on the horse, man.
I'd be done.
Absolutely.
Good for you. What are you doing this weekend that's going to be so fun?
Well, we're getting blinds installed today, so I know you're jealous about that.
Hey, we just did that a few weeks ago, yeah.
it'll be nice for the neighbors, I guess.
Wood blinds?
No, they're just fabric.
Yeah, they're not those vertical fabric. They're not the vertical fabric ones, are they?
No, they're not vertical. Okay. No, like from the 60s or something?
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't think they make those anymore.
Yes, they do.
Really?
And we're going to Vail. Yeah. We're going to Vail for a hockey tournament. So.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, okay.
That'll be a good weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be.
You know what? Just don't hurt yourself. Thank you for calling, and thanks for chatting with us. We appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye, Greg.
All right. I love our listeners. They're great. Oh, we lost Brenda.
Where'd Brenda go?
Oh, so we're left with Justin, Javier, and Misty. Here's Justin. Justin, what was your surgery?
Hey, boys. I've had several, but I
give us the best.
Bilateral carpal tunnel surgery back in June of 2020, and then that went pretty good. And then in September, my left arm from my elbow down swelled up, so they did an emergency surgery to find any infection that was in there.
What did they find? Was it infected?
Well, no, they couldn't actually find any infection. They said they cleaned something out that was a little bit black, but they tested it, and it didn't come back as anything. So they just kept testing me over the next couple
of
months.
So you just had licorice in your body or something like that?
What was it?
Something, tar or something like that. I do construction for a living.
Do you smoke?
Yeah, but not very much.
Okay, there you go.
It's tar.
See, we didn't even have to go to medical school.
It's tobacco. Found it.
All right, fair enough. What are you doing for fun this weekend? Anything that's going to make us jealous?
No, not really. I'm finishing my basement. We're going to put our house up for sale. It's gone from a three-bedroom, two-bath to a six-bedroom, three-bath with a kitchenette downstairs. And
God, you're going to go from a three-bedroom house to a six-bedroom
house. Why do you need so many bedrooms?
No, well, that's this house originally was a three-bedroom, two-bath.
Oh, you're adding bedrooms so you can get more money out of it.
Yeah, well, it was intended for the whole family to live there. My oldest daughter has a son. So I wanted my daughter and my grandson to live there with us.
Gotcha.
That was going to give them their own private area.
All right. That's very kind of you.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well.
Things have changed, so.
Right. Hey, listen, thank you for staying on the line and chatting with us. We hope you have a great weekend, and take care of that arm, okay?
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks.
Bye.
You guys too. Bye. Bye-bye.
Love you too, random person.
Somebody in the background.
Yeah.
Javier and then Misty. Javier, tell us about your surgery. What did you have done?
I've had several as well.
All right.
Favorite one.
I think that's why you got so many guys calling. We all got hurt.
Yeah,
what's your favorite?
Come on.
I think probably my appendix when I was like, I think 19 or 20 years old. I was in a lot of pain the night before. Didn't realize what was going on. Went to the doctor the next day, and he's like, yeah, well, your white blood cells are really low, and this is what's going on. And I ended up staying in the hospital for 7 days because they ended up bursting. So they had the drain tube.
Oh, ouch. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My wife had her appendix out a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
They
I
just do it like
that.
Through your belly button now. It's like they don't really have to cut you open too much anymore.
Yeah, I know. I seen the new scars. My scar is huge.
Yeah, the new scars are better scars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
very tiny. Yeah.
Trying to remember the movie I was watching where a guy knows just enough medical stuff and they're alone somewhere. Anyway, he has to give himself an appendectomy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And that's similar to my vasectomy. I gave myself a vasectomy.
You gave yourself that, yeah.
Yeah, remember?
Some guy, somebody held a mirror for him, and they poured, like, alcohol on his belly, and he looked in the mirror and cut himself, and yeah.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes.
That's a bad mamma jamma. Whatever.
Yeah, you're tough. If you can take your own appendix out, you're tough.
Yeah, you don't mess with that guy.
I don't know between that and the vasectomy. I don't.
Might as well just do them both at the same time.
It took me like two or three times. I mean, it wasn't that big a deal.
Yeah. He didn't know where at first, and so he's got a weird scar on his shoulder now. It just doesn't make any sense.
Two or three times, Jeremy. I think that's kind of. I think you're an oddball if you're doing it two or three times.
Well, I kept growing back.
He is an oddball, Javier.
I know.
What are you doing this weekend that's going to make us jealous?
Not much. I just recently opened a gift shop back in the beginning of May, so I'm still, working there.
You opened a gift shop?
Yeah, kind of like a metaphysical shop.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
A metaphysical gift shop.
What kind of stuff do you sell?
So, like sage and crystals and...
It's things that make you go,
So you go to Home Depot and you buy a bag of River Rock and then you turn around and sell each rock individually.
Mm-hmm. And then we also do Reiki and massage therapy and tarot and stuff. So, yeah.
Right. That's pretty cool, man.
How's your business going so far? Pretty good?
It's going okay. We're starting to pick up now.
So not so good.
So what made you sit down and say, you know, of all the things I could do to make money in this world, I'm going to open up a metaphysical gift shop?
Somebody get me some magic rocks.
Is that what went through your head, really? Or
no, I actually did it for the healing aspect because I love doing Reiki and, like, taking care of people. So doing reflexology and massage and stuff.
I don't even know what Reiki is. I'm going to have to look that up.
Look it up.
I'm sorry. I don't know what that is.
I had a friend.
That's what I do with my leaves in the fall.
You Reiki them up?
You Reiki them?
I had an old girlfriend of mine who went to some Reiki sessions. Yeah.
Quit saying Reiki.
Some. Javier, Reiki, we got to run and talk to Misty. I hope you have a great weekend. All right, buddy?
Good luck with everything.
You too, guys.
See you later.
See you, guys.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Okay, I looked it up.
R-E-I-K-E, is that right?
Nobody text. I'm sure we're going to get 5,000 texts, but I looked it up. Thank you.
Yeah. And you can probably guess which ex-girlfriend went.
One guess.
One guess?
No. Yeah, one guess.
One and done.
That's hilarious. That's really funny. Yep. All right. Got it.
Misty, Jeremy has been with me through multiple relationships. So.
You guys are on fire this morning.
It's been a good show, Misty. It really has.
The funny thing about today's show is it has nothing to do with us. It's just like listeners are totally the stars today, and we're just kind of going along for the ride.
You guys are so good.
No, the one-liners. You guys are popping them out.
Well, we've had a couple.
Okay. So tell us about you're the only woman to represent for the surgery today. So what'd you have done?
I know. I just called like a month ago. I'm 4 knee surgeries now.
Oh, wait. We did talk to you. I remember this.
Misty, just stop it.
What was it for?
I know. So I had 2 knee replacements in last year, and then last month I had the manipulation where they knock you out and they just
That's right.
I remember this. Yes. Still cringeworthy.
Yeah. That's
still
horrible.
Pretty wicked. Yeah.
You said
horrible.
It sounded like popcorn.
Was it as bad and as painful when you came to as you thought it was going to be?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I woke up and I was totally fine.
You liar.
No pain. Like, the PT was stunned. The nurses were stunned. And I was like, I can just walk out.
You're like, see you later. I got a date with the trampoline.
Yeah. Let's go break some more.
I wonder if you just, over the years, burned out all of your pain receptors, you know? So your body's just like, screw it.
You're dead inside.
I wish I had no knee pain ever. That would be phenomenal.
My wife's knees are, she was a runner for a very long time, and they're snapping and popping like crazy. It's always it's always interesting to hear her coming down the stairs. Like, she would never be able to sneak up on somebody because it's like,
yeah,
it's so hot. It's
like, here she comes.
It's so sexy, Misty. I can't even tell you.
That and her snore guard or whatever. Yeah, she's like
her snore guard and her creaky knees.
Life is truly about balance because Nicole is like drop dead gorgeous, but she's got the snore guard at night and her creaky knees and everything. It's like life, the universe balances things
out.
It
really does, doesn't it, Tom?
Y'all, you want to be beautiful? Fine. You're beautiful, but it's going to cost you.
Everyone's going to know when you're going up and down the stairs. What are you doing this weekend, Misty Pants?
I have a birthday party tomorrow.
Lame.
And then Vegas on Sunday.
There you go.
All right, a little better.
What's going on in Vegas?
My brother is playing in a poker tournament, so I usually go out to hang out and do bad things
as
well.
How does he do bad things? How does he do in these tournaments? Like, how much money does he make generally?
Oh, not a lot. I think last year he made like $1,500.
Total for the year?
No, for that one tournament.
Oh, how much does he make a year playing poker?
I wouldn't know because he plays like free poker a lot.
Yeah.
And he also deals in Blackhawk, so I mean,
I have a family member that has won hundreds of thousands of dollars in poker tournaments, and he does that as a full-time job now. He does all the online poker stuff, and that's how he makes his living.
And he's doing online now.
Yeah, and he's rolled his profits into numerous properties. He has like 15 rental properties now. That's how well he's doing with poker.
Mm-hmm.
He's
smart.
Really, really good at it. Yeah, and he's being super smart with his money, too. It's pretty incredible. I'm like, you do what for a living?
Yeah,
dang.
How about that?
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
But for every story like that, there are 25 stories of people who have lost everything in their lives.
You do have to be very careful, for sure.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, thank you for chatting with us. Good luck with your knees, and have a blast in Vegas, okay?
Thank you. Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Misty. This entire week of Rattle Off was so good.
Good humans.